USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
He faces accusations that he elevated a Conservative member of Parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations. New research shows those who practice intermittent fasting have reduced the risk of severe COVID-19 complications. When doctors analyzed conditions of COVID-19 patients who fasted and those who didn't, researchers say periodic fasting has shown improved cardiovascular health benefits. That improved condition helped patients avoid complications if they got sick. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
A large section of the country is sizzling under a heat wave. Excessive heat warnings and advisories cover parts of the central and southern plains into the southeast. Meteorologist Tony Ferrasco of the National Weather Service says Thursday is going to be rough in those areas.
Close to some record highs for the dates over some areas, especially over Texas, where it's been very hot. And even some portions of North and South Carolina had some very high temperatures, up near record highs, up around 100 degrees.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The heat will break in parts of the country. A major poultry producer is continuing to expand. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is getting slammed on social media for his summer vacation travel plans. Democrat Gavin Newsom revealed he's in Montana, despite the state being on a list that California bars official state-funded travel. The ban is due to what California calls discriminatory LGBTQ+ laws. A Newsom spokesperson saying the travel ban applies to using state funds and the governor's travel is not being paid by the state. However, the governor's office would not say if his state-paid travel security detail was accompanying him. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale says this is just par for the course when it comes to Newsom.
It is standard operating procedure for the far left. We see this time and time again, the hypocrisy, that the way with which they live their lives is always very different from the policies that they try to impose on the balance of their constituents. And this is just another example of it.
Spain's famed running of the bulls is back. This after the pandemic got in the way of the event the past 2 years. Starting Thursday, thousands of thrill seekers will take to the streets in the 9-day festival. They'll be joined on those streets by a half a dozen charging bulls. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names, including Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.